it's very important in God's economy that all of His people come together.
Amen.
We've not seen it yet in a way. We've always seen it in a very prejudiced way of thinking that we actually keep people out because we say that we separate ourselves instead of being the kingdom of God. And we become a part of the kingdom, but just a part. And the whole has never come together. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
All these mindsets and all these different venues of advancement in your spiritual growth, still, you're still a very, 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 very small part of who God is. God is made up of things that's never been spoken yet. Our little finite minds had tried to comprehend law, but law was never given to the people until they wouldn't stop sinning. Are you listening to me? The law wasn't given to holy people or righteous people. It was given to the sinner so they could become righteous. Isn't that a switch? And then we have people in the church saying we can't live it. And we have the Holy Ghost, the very creator of all things, living within us. What kind of a mindset is that? How out of the mind are we? And so, you know, I'm eager and wanting to go into this, but I've got to tell you a couple of things so that you kind of get the picture. First of all, today we got kids going in school. It's going to bring us down to this level because we'll pick it up at the end of the service. We have not forgotten them. We will hold them in our hearts for the year. Steph, it'd be good if you made up some little tabs. I want you to know, our children, that you're not alone in your endeavors to succeed and to be intelligently equipped for the earth in which we live. But what we're doing here is equipping you spiritually that goes far beyond the earth itself.
Yes.
It connects you with that one that created all things. And you're His. You've been bought with a price. All of your friends are. All of your neighbors are. Everyone that ever takes a breath is His. The economics of the world has always been to enslave people to an ideology that serves them.
Yes.
Are you listening to me? And people, Nancy, they fall into it. As long as they're on the good side, they love it. But they're not thinking about the people they're using to accomplish their evil deeds of self-indulgence. Come on and listen to me now. Come on, somebody's need to say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so it's very, very important that this grace is not lost in your life. It is not a lesser word. Hallelujah. His mercy will endure forever, but His grace will never end.
Right.
His grace is for everlasting unto everlasting unto everlasting.
Yes.
It won't be an age, it'll be a people called by His name.
Amen.
Are you going to be the people?
Yes.
Are you going to be a people called by His name? Are you going to stand up and qualify? Will you go through the boot camp? Will you go through the training of trial and tribulation? Work with patience and patience experience and experience hope. And not that tribulation of your own foolishness. Not that tribulation of all the things that you refuse to know and you keep in that tribulation. None of those things. But of a tribulation that will work in you, hallelujah. Is the camera on, Danny? Okay. Will work in you to the point of completion. Or perfection.
Yes.
You know, we looked at that word. I can't give you the Greek word right now, but in the word perfection is the very root structure of repair. Meaning, you've been broken.
Yes.
Meaning, you need fixed. But meaning that my intent is that you might be fixed and walk in this fixed part.
Yes.
This completed part. Don't be afraid of what God has called us to, but don't be naive or foolish enough or heady enough to think that you can obtain it in and of your own abilities and with your own mind. If you could, in everything that you might have through the talents that God gave you, you would.
Amen.
But you can't. Ephesus found out that their candlestick would be removed.
Yes.
If they didn't come back to their first love. If your basis of every accomplishment that you have is based on what you know and how you know it and how you can perform it, be careful.
Come on.
You're in danger of losing your first love. That's how important it is not to get scared when tribulation comes, but to have the paraclete. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
You know what that word paraclete is? It's the Holy Ghost. Right alongside of you. And He's got your ear. You know how come I can do so many things in so many different ways myself? Is because I have a lot of paracletes that I draw from in the earth. They're people that have information. As I take it, I put it into an operable component. Listen to me, beloved. Who's more important? No one. Without us coming together and becoming a church that becomes involved, that sadly enough, let your soul take on Irene.
Yes.
Don't let your soul dictate to you who you are or what is peace or how you feel. Are you listening?
Yes.
Don't let all your circumstances and all your past experience dictate to you how great He is.
Right.
Somehow it will tickle you, because the older you get, your suke man doesn't desire the same things.
Right.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it right. Let's hear it from the Lord. Let it know how to become eternal. Because that's what it was created for. And the prophetic that Nancy brought out is very true. If your soul is troubled, your whole body is troubled. All your expression in the human body is troubled. But it doesn't know how to behave itself by the five senses that God has given it. Those five senses has to take on the character of God so it can experience, so it can be filled with expression, so it can be filled with emotion. That's eternal, that's everlasting, that never hurts, that never is disappointed, that never is self-desired. That is always has more than enough. In any state it might be in development, to reach out and touch a one. Because unless your soul takes on these nine characteristics, they can't perform the Father's will. Come on, somebody say amen. Because this is the gospel truth. And I want you to be full of joy and full of happiness. But not that of your own making. Not that of what you can construct in and of yourself. No matter what properties, intellectual, mechanical, or any other way. But spiritually, being connected to where you can walk into a tornado and be right in the eye of the tornado, and you're not brain dead, that you don't know that it's dangerous all on the outside, but you're on the inside, and you can call the wind. Imo sataka bashanda. You can call the wind of the Spirit and it will move, because it comes from the outside of the tornado and it actually moves it out into the sea. You know what it's called? It's called the very line that we watch all the time, where temperature is managed on the earth and in the earth's atmosphere. Isn't it now? You see, if we'll open up, God wants to open up his intelligence to us in ways that are beyond who we are. Hallelujah. But he is in us, and now that he is in us, he will not leave us ignorant. First part of this verse. If you bring up the PowerPoint, hallelujah, you got it. Go to the first page, which we want to go through. We want to know that there's diversities or there's differences, and of spiritual gifts there are nine administrations. That's you know who could really tell you that? I'll get off it for a minute. I'll come back to that one. To administration, and see, it's attendance of order. Means there's an effective attendance that brings order. Are you listening to this, Gordy? That's what's happened to your store. That's exactly what's happened to your store. It's not a warrior that's coming in. It's a man that knows how to bring everything together and accomplish a purpose. And the next one is now the operation or the effectiveness of this attendance. You have to draw an attention. There has to be an order. Come on. Somebody say amen. There has to be an order in your life. Not you trying to hide from everything that you're afraid of, but putting him in its place and facing that fear head on. But not alone. Remember, you got a paraclete that knows all things. You got a paraclete that will bring up scriptures that you read for years and never understood. And at that very moment of time, when you haven't framed it in, or you haven't been instructed on how to talk or what to say, are you listening to me? He'll come and speak a word of wisdom right out of your mouth. Hallelujah. But you see, you're hearing it with your ear, your spiritual ear. And you're knowing which one of the nine gifts are being that have come to attention in your bank account. And so, I'll say this, because are we living together here as a body of people? A lot of this is my family, but I believe that all of you are. I treat you all the same in prayer. Every one of you. I labor with you. I mourn with you. And I rejoice with you. When God called, that's why He had three feasts a year. And every one of them I think we'll have it. It was at the time of harvest. You listening? Always had more than enough. This was not just about a law. This was about a people who live in a law where prosperity is in abundance. Can you understand that? Your life needs to be a prosperous, abundant life. Not on how much money you have. It's not about the material things you have. He'll give you them. He knows what you need. But it's about who you are. And about the body of Christ connecting together and saying, oh my, I never heard of that before. Well, you might know the subject, but you didn't ever hear that before. Because God is developing within a people called by His name. We're not in this alone. You don't have to work for this position. You have to step into the position that He's given to you, because He's already given you a dowry. He's already given you everything that you need to actually live in this spirit life with all of these signs. Why are you not doing that? Now that's from the Lord. Don't blame me. Next page. I want you to remember this. I got another idea, and so what we're going to be putting up on them bills, because I just thought of it, and thank you, Mackenzie, for helping me. Hallelujah. The first one is wisdom. That's a currency He's given you. He hasn't just given it to a few. All you have to do is to go into the bank of His anointing. That's why I put Christ on there. All you have to do is ask Jesus to give you wisdom where you're at, when you're doing it. Not you speaking over Him after He tells you to do something by faith and you can't see what's on the other side, so you chisel it down to what you know. And that's all you get. Or you can take it and apply it by faith and always be blessed in an abundant measure far beyond where you could have taken it. Are you listening? This is not a fake. This is not phony. This has not passed away. This does not die with the apostles. The apostles started the new church. They didn't finish it. He did. You're a part of it. Are you a part of it? Next one, word of knowledge. Well, you know, hey, I've had to struggle with many things in knowledge, but I'll tell you what, He keeps pouring it on me. I have stood before kings, and I'll stand before many more. So will you. You never know. You don't know. Because it's not about any one person. It's about Him. It's about His kingdom. We are the kingdom of God. Hey, you know, don't apologize because you are. Stop making excuses for your weaknesses and start drawing money out of the bank. 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. We're now knowledge. You know what that is? Hallelujah. That's a knowing beyond. That's a supernatural knowing. Now faith. It's you don't know how much you got in your hand. All these things have to take place in our life to have any kind of a measure of substance. And then you find out that before you go to the doctor with an infirmity, you'll go to him. You listening to me? Before you take advice from a heathen, you'll go to him. You know how much thinking that you spit out of your head that's not true? But somebody, because it's happened, somebody says it's true. And then you bear the brunt of it. You know how many old people in this country, $3 trillion were taken out of their accounts without them ever saying a word because of a corrupt nation? You don't hear that on the news forecast. You hear them wanting to give people jobs that keep them paupers. And they keep building their coffers. Faith. Hallelujah. We get all this by faith. The next one is healing. Now, I did go to the doctor and I found out I had an infirmity. Not like I didn't know it, beloved. You know when stuff's wrong with you. You know when stuff isn't working right. Don't you? Sure you do. Healer. And healing is always in a process. It has a good effect. It's not always physical. It's not always towards the body. What about the mind? What about our soul? We've been talking about the soul this morning. What about the soul? You know, your mind, will, and emotion. We have people that are sick, crazy sick, because they don't know the truth. They don't know what to do, because everything they do, if it isn't in Christ, usually ends up being a lie. It never fixes them. Always keeps them dependent upon something. So you can keep coming back and they keep taking your money or whatever it is. Next one. Working of miracles. Now we're looking at this as currencies. And this isn't the last time I'm going to say this. I'm not done with this. But I know I'm repeating it. But I think you're going to get it better. Because I'll tell you what. You got them in your wallet. What are you hiding them for? They're not out of your spirit. They're out of His spirit that you're taking on inside of you. Gail and I, we believe this word so much, we never had a doctor for 50, 60 years. I'm not talking about doctors or anything else. I'm just telling you that He's able to take care of you. He's able to keep you. And because of it, you just check and see. You take an average poll of all the people that are our age and have ran to the doctors all their life, and see where they are. See how crippled down their bodies are. See how broken down they are. Jerry, I saw Jerry and Bob yesterday. They said hi. One day she'll be back. Hallelujah. But he's always been there. He just as soon as he saw me, he ran out there with his hand like this. I said, "How you doing, Robert?" I love people. Don't you love people? You have these economic structures in you, not for yourself only, but you need to use them for yourself too, because they are yours to spend. He isn't saying you got to earn them. We're not talking about earning and saving. We're talking about an endowment that it doesn't run out. You see? It's different. He just wants you to pick up these 9 spiritual gifts so now you can begin to operate in them in a great way. The next one we got is prophecy. And you'll say, "Well, I'm not a prophet. I bear to differ with you. You're either going to prophesy truth or you're going to prophesy a lie. One of the two. What will it be?" Hallelujah. And most people are satisfied with lies. And you say, "How do you know that, Danny?" Because they love baseball and football and basketball and tennis. And I do too. And golf. I'm going to get right in. Love it. To play it. And enjoy it. And so I'm not talking about that. They'll never give me life. They'll never give me eternal life. These things that we have here, all your keeping score and being able to talk to people on a level that is make-believe, and you think it makes you intelligent because you're in an embrace of people that don't even know God. Never talk about them. Never say nothing about them. They're hurting inside. They wish they really had some answers. And you're standing there with answers. Are you getting me? Somebody say amen. Don't you love other people? Just love yourself. Say amen. Raise up and become a child of God. I don't care what they've done or what they're doing. I don't need to take and run and see what they've done in their life. But I can hear the cry. And so I look for opportunity to bring some healing, some hope, some courage, a word of that there is positiveness to it, a word where there is success at the other end, a word where you can live and have fun and enjoy life, hallelujah, a word where there's no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God, but where there's healing. Look, there's 9 wonderful gifts of God, hallelujah, that He wants to distribute to those that come into Christ. And then, you're the bank. You're the bank for everyone that doesn't even have a clue. But He died for them. You see how important it is to have a people called by His name that will walk in the same compassion that He did. It is not impossible. He has given us all these gifts. But it's not by works. It's not by how much I know. It's by how. And believe me, your intelligence will continually increase, because when He shows you how He works, it's not like anything you ever heard of or saw before. In you. Because He'll speak things through you that you know the Word of God says, and He just quickened it and made it alive. And it'll do the same work. And they don't have to pay for it. We'll stop having these divorces and families and homes that have confused many generations. We've enslaved our kids with a bunch of junk. And I will get mad over this, anybody that sees this. Your kids don't deserve such a selfish thing as that. Ever. And then they live with a double mind. They got to try to call two parents their mom and dad. Come on. Wake up. Hallelujah. And so, hallelujah. You kind of stopped me there for a second. You got these economy within you. Can you see this? I deal with usually 20s, 50s, and 100s now. I used to deal with dollars, $5, $10, $20. They'd buy some. But now I deal with 50s, I deal with 20s, usually 50s, and 100s. And 1,000 is just about like 100 used to be. Come on! But they haven't raised the price. They haven't raised the wages of the people. Are you getting it? Are you getting it? Don't be enslaved with a market, an economy that has no value. But take on this economy. Because it never wavers. It always has more than enough inside of you. And when you begin to actually use it by giving it out, because as long as you keep it in yourself, as long as you think you have to earn it, as long as you think you have to know it to the exact amount before you can do it, you'll be a wicked servant. You've been tricked. But when somebody comes alongside of you and you hear them, won't you use some of this? You can ask Al. We work with truck drivers. And because of their job, they usually got straight away because you always had an audience of people that wanted to merchandise on you. I'm just going to put it that way. No matter where you went. Ruined families. Ruined life in every sense of the word. Because the soul then, Nancy, didn't know how to react. I'm talking to you, gospel. Not junk that you might believe is gospel. Because some professor that will not walk into perfection has tricked somebody into thinking he's so smart because he can pronounce a word that nobody else can pronounce. It's a bunch of hogwash. He don't even know what he's talking about. And that could be a she. Woo! And this is not hard. This is good. Is this good? This is what you want? Hallelujah. I know it's what the church wants. And I'm here. I'm a dad. I'm not going to hold things back. He never stops speaking to me. I never lose revelation. And neither will you. When you listen to Him and you take His Word and you let Him speak, Oh, then you'll say, well, I wonder what this word means. And then when you do that, you'll say, oh my. And then you have to come to the right definition of the word. Because there will be many varied definitions in the same word. But when he speaks it, he draws the line straight, glory to God. It's not prejudiced in any way. It's not working towards any one thought, hallelujah, but his thought to save a people who are lost. No matter, and he don't care if they're living in the gutter or living in a mansion and ready to take their life because they don't think there's anything worth living for. And you come along. Oh, you'll be abused. But when you don't take the abuse, they can't abuse you. And they'll leave you alone. As soon as you stay righteous and honest and give it to them anyway, now you're loving your enemy. Because I know greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And that means every intellectual spirit whatsoever that ever graced this earth. He's greater in every one of us. So we're going to look at the word prophecy for a few minutes. Then we're going to look at the word discernment. And I won't. Oh God. I'm a preacher. You got a preacher on your hands. Glory to God. And you can be thankful. Go to the 6th or the 7th. Probably yours will be the 7th now. Slide. I want to look at a couple of things in prophecy. We dealt with it a little bit. The next one. Next one up. Because it's very important that you don't lose this. How many think that they're a prophet? Can I get your hands? 1, 2, 3? What's prophecy? You remember what it is? What the Greek word is? It's foretelling what? It's talking about something that can happen. Something that is going to happen. Come on. This is not a trick question. It's one of your bills of economic structure. You ever have a thought come to you that you didn't think about that was good and not bad? Huh?
Yes.
What about when you're in somebody's presence? We call it intuition. Mamas have it. And they always have to, you know what they have to do? I hope that this is not right. If it's a bad thing. How come you think that they can think on both sides of the fence? Can you think on both sides of the fence? Can you judge evil and good? Can you? How do you do that? By what somebody told you? Word of God? It'll kill you. You know why? Because we, in and of yourself, you need these 9 spiritual gifts working in your life. Because it is the very mechanism that God chose to give you all things. And all things that live. Are you listening to this? All things that have breath and give life comes out of the Spirit. The Spirit actually brings it to life, whether good or bad. You know how come you know that now? Because Eve took of the tree. Adam knew the difference between good and evil. Because he took of the tree. But he trained a son to do good and not evil. Nancy, that son, you cannot stop God. There will be a man that will not do evil. There will be a man, hallelujah, in a world full of a bunch of garbage, hallelujah, that will not wallow in it, but will actually not be dirtied by it. He will not be hidden, hallelujah. He will be a light on a mountaintop. Glory to God. And are you going to be a light, hallelujah, and where you work? Are you going to be a light, hallelujah, to a mother? Are you going to be a light to a dad? Are you going to be this thing? If you are, then take it spiritually and know what to do. Because as mamas, hallelujah, intuitions of something going wrong, hallelujah, she begins to pray. She knows how. A good church knows how to pray. Why do you duck it back when we have a prayer meeting? Like it's not important because you're not doing anything other than talking to the Lord. Glory to God. So listen. This is what He wants out of us. He doesn't want you to be neglected in any way. So He's given you, open up the treasure house for you. This is the key of David. Do you know that in the book of Revelation, when Tony so gracefully gave us something that God gave him, whether you like how he projects it or not, or how he says it or not, it's not my problem. It's yours. You never thought of it. God never told you that. So he tells it through somebody else. Because you've been told it's a lot of things. And then you pick and choose what's right or wrong. But you need to hear. This all comes from God. It don't come from a man. But he's chosen a man to be just like him. But this man, he can't have sin in him. This woman, they can't have sin in them. Oh, they're going to be covered until there is an appointed time where sin will not reign any longer in me, in you. How and when? When we've been able to obey everything he tells us. As the Paraclete lives inside of us. And He is living waters. He will lead you to eternal life. There is a river in the heavens before the throne, pure as crystal, that it flows. And everyone that comes in and as before the throne must go through that river. Must be baptized. No more sin. No more self. No more of none of those things. Hallelujah. Be seated on a throne. Be called one of the sons of God, ready to minister out of His throne, not ours. Where eternity is yet to be explained. Where eternity now only has an explanation of I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. It is still to be known. It is still to be searched out. It is still to be laid hold of. Even in incorruptibility. Even and immortality. Because now it's not subject unto death. And eternity lies at its door. Let's go to Acts 2. I'm just going to run through it. Oh, Lord Jesus. See, I'm just starting to preach. I'm just getting into it. The Holy Ghost is running through me like water runs through a pipe. If you'll believe it, you can receive it. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith the Lord, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Now, why have we quit saying that? Nancy, can I pick on you for a minute?
I don't know. I think what you're going to pick on me about.
I'm not going to hurt you. I won't hurt you. I'll never hurt you. The reason I'm talking about Nancy is because she was in a different place than most of you girls. In that she was reaching for God in a higher level with all of her heart. And there was a lot of steps that was being marred because of this very thing. Isn't this right, Nancy? Not the right giftings working in their life. Just working on gifts that God had given them, not measuring up to His Word. That was never in her heart. For some reason, God calls the sons unto glory. But He doesn't give us a handbook. He's the handbook. And we learn this, that we have to forgive those that we love sometimes the most. In order to realize that we're not dealing with flesh and blood. And so she was taught in Bible school some spiritual principles. One of them was how to prophesy. It was a command. Demand. Was it not? And that's what we knew. That's all we knew. Please don't knock us down for it. Because we were getting effects. We were getting effectual working done. But not all the time. And one of the reasons is because, and I want to tell you this because I don't want this to leave. It was excellent training for the days that are ahead. You will not have to question it. It's not a demand now. It's your character. You believe me, it will release something. I'm releasing it. Because it's the truth. I'm a dad, I know. I've been around this stuff for a long time. I know it's true. But we haven't always handled it properly. But we did the best we could. We didn't have no handbook. But we have to be involved in it too. We have to be rend, and we have to hurt, and we have to have all this stuff happen to us, the dads, so that dad. Listen, if you'll listen to me, you don't have to learn the way some of the things I learned. If you'll listen to me, you can walk into this scot-free, because you don't earn it. But you have to learn how to walk in it. And so, come, we're not teaching our daughters how to prophesy. Hallelujah. I'm not going to get into discernment, but Jesus help me. What did I just say that ladies have a natural ability to do? Intuition. Supernaturally. They know when their kids are in trouble. That's a fact. And what makes us so much different is, don't expect the bad. Go to work on changing and making it good. Start praying for them. Start setting up bulwarks for them, because you have a right, because you're a parent. Are you prophesying to your children? Are you going to let them make up their own mind? With what? With a feeling that isn't eternal, a feeling that isn't right, a feeling that's in the world that will take them straight to hell? If you don't think so, look at our political arena in the United States of America. And in every other country that fell. They're not smart. They're greedy. Unrighteous. Full of dead man's bones. We don't have a history class here. Maybe you ought to take up a little bit of real history and see what's happened to previous nations that were great with intellectual knowledge that fell in the soup of it. Or study this Christian movement where Christ is the head, because He will possess the whole earth. And it'll be men and women that will do this. And I guess this is all I'm going to do. Will you prophesy today? Wait, you know, Nancy had a hard time because it was in her. That's why that they... You see, sometimes I'll say, go ahead and do it. And it just take... And so you just a little bit of the courage that it does. Do you know that you can prophesy a true word of God? No. Nancy. Hear that? If she'd be honest with you, she'd say she had a lot of problems with it at times. Especially when the press come. We all do. That's how it works. We all do. But the truth is, we can't earn it. We kind of was told that that's kind of like what we had to do. Work for our position. Be diligent in what we know. And then we're promoted by our performance. And if we don't perform well, then they'll just boot us out of here. But listen, that's not how the kingdom of God works. He's called us for such a time as this. So I'm going to have to leave it there. I love you guys with all of my heart. I'll pick it up.